Here and there across Wisconsin, trees are already turning red and gold, but a forest health specialist with the Department of Natural Resources says that doesn't necessarily mean an early start to the fall color season. Instead, Linda Williams says it's a sign that there are some seriously stressed trees out there. The spring started out very wet, then the summer was very dry. It's enough to make a tree just give up. Williams says maples are hard hit, so are trees in swampy areas.
Places that were flooded for an extended period of time this spring and now are very dry, those trees are under a great deal of stress. And you will see some early fall color, and it's very pretty right now, but you will see some early fall color in some of the low areas.
William says most trees will still turn color after the first hard frost, when temperatures dip well below 32 degrees. But much of central and northern Wisconsin have already seen some frost on the pumpkin this year, and that's not good for their development. Joe Ailtz is with the Central Wisconsin Pumpkin Growers, whose members specialize in growing giant pumpkins that weigh more than 300 pounds. The group's Nakusa Giant Pumpkin Fest is October 2nd. Ailtz isn't expecting any scale tippers this year.
Normally we look for fruit, you know, multiple fruit over 1,000 pounds, which are really, really large. But I'd say this year, if we find even one that's 1,000 pounds, it's going to be a good year considering all the circumstances.
Ailtz says the mild summer has also hurt garden variety pumpkins. Some growers have plowed up their underdeveloped patches. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.